That's maths in the animal kingdom. But what about in the human world? A lot of our decisions, although we may not realise it, rely on maths. Game theory is the study of mathematical models of conflict and cooperation between intelligent, rational decision makers. It can be applied to almost any subject, including economics, political science, psychology, even biology. The last one is of particular interest to Sergei Gavriletz, a mathematician at the University of Tennessee, who uses game theory to model early human behavior.
In our models, we included two different types of games. One is coming under the name of us versus nature games. And you can think of a situation where group members have to go on a hunting trip. Or you can think of a situation where we have to clear part of the forest to be able to plant some plants there. And the other type of games is us versus them games. And that would be a conflict with a neighboring group over, say, territory or over some mating opportunities.
So would I be right in thinking the idea of us versus nature? Say there are eight people in your group and you need to hunt a mammoth for food, sort of thinking like old hunter-gatherer style. So say, provided four people turned up, we would kill that mammoth. But then the idea is that only means half of the group need to give effort for the whole group, because the whole group will be fed, for the whole group to get the reward. Is that the kind of game theory thing where people are thinking, should I commit and put the effort in, or can I be lazy and sort of free ride through it? Is that kind of the idea here?
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. Perhaps we would need more than four people to kill the mammoth. maybe like 10. But indeed, that's the idea. This type of games also is coming under the rubric of the volunteer's dilemma. Right? Just imagine a situation like you and your family are watching a movie. And then there is a phone call, right? And the phone is in the next room. And you don't want to go there, but it's so annoying. So this is a situation where everybody would benefit from somebody going and answering it, but nobody wants to do it. So this is a typical volunteer's dilemma.
That ringing phone example occurs pretty much daily at my house. That was Sergei Gavriletz there from the University of Tennessee.
And now that we have a better grasp of what game theory is, Tom, I understand we're going to do a little experiment of our own in the studio.
Indeed we are, Georgia. It's called the Prisoner's Dilemma. And obviously, as our resident mathematician, I'm going to be running the show with yourself and Peter Cowley, who's still with us, our willing volunteers.
So how does this work?
Right. This is a hypothetical scenario where both of you have been caught committing a crime.
Oh, no. What did we do?
Say you've robbed somebody.
Okay.
You've done a bit of pickpocketing. And you've been caught by the police. And the police say to you, right, we have enough evidence to put you in jail for 1 year. And they say this to both of you, but you're separate and you can't communicate. And then they also say to you, if you sort of snitch on your friend and cooperate with us, then we'll let you go free and your friend will go to prison for 7 years. So you're both given these two options. You can either cooperate with the police, which means you go free and your friend gets 7 years in prison. You can just say absolutely nothing and get 1 year in prison. And what will happen if you both cooperate? Then, of course, the police are like, oh, well, you're both just making this up if you're both blaming the other person. So you'll each get 3 years.
Ooh.
If that happens. So I'd like you to both write down whether you would cooperate with the police and snitch or stay completely silent. Of course, you're not allowed to communicate here. You can't discuss with each other what's going on.
I want Peter to come back on the show. So it would be nice. Okay.
Hypothetical. Bear that in mind.
Yeah, we're sitting far enough apart we can't see each other. So we can see each other, but not our bits of paper. I've written something down.
I've written something down too.
Okay. Are we supposed to show it up like a game at Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will. So, of course, we can do the maths here and work out what's best. So if we do this first, then we can see how you've both thought about this problem. Let's start with Georgia. Let's assume that Georgia has decided to cooperate with the police. So from Peter's point of view, Georgia has cooperated and snitched. So at the moment, if Peter stays silent, he is getting 7 years in jail because Georgia snitched. But if Peter cooperates with the police as well, his 7 years goes down to three. So if Georgia snitched, Peter should also snitch. But if Georgia stayed silent, then that means that at the moment, Peter has 1 year. But if he snitches, he goes down from 1 to 0. Whereas if he cooperates, he goes up to 3. Yeah. So if you think about it from an individual point of view, you're always reducing your jail time by snitching, by cooperating with the police. But if you think about it from a team perspective and you add up the total number of years in jail, the best option is for you both to stay silent. Because if you both stay silent, you get 1 year each, a total of 2 years. Whereas if you both snitch, which is what you should do to maximise your own personal benefit here, your total time in jail is actually 6 years. And so this is basically how game theory works in a nutshell. It's considering the individual benefit, an individual decision, as opposed to the team benefit and the team decision. So let's see what you actually have said. So Peter has decided to stay silent.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I snitched.
So I end up in...
So Peter is clearly far too nice. And
please come back on the show, I'm sorry.
So the final result of that is how many years?
The final result would be Georgia would go free, and unfortunately, Peter, you would be in jail for 7 years.
See, I'm a team player.
I'm really Georgia. Sorry, Peter.
What are you?
I can't go to prison, man.
But as I said, this is game theory. It's the team dynamic versus the individual benefit.
So how do we use this? Who was right, essentially? I mean, I've betrayed Peter massively, but how do we use this if I'm ever in this situation? Should I be using game theory in this way?
It's not so much that you can use it to inform your decision making. It's perhaps just being aware of what's going on. And it's a way of modelling how we make decisions as rational decision makers.
I see. So it's you look at what you've done, and this is a way to understand why. I know in nature, game theory is used all the time to explain why animals do certain things the way they do. So I guess it's a really useful tool in that way.
Exactly. It's just the idea of thinking things on an individual level and on a team level. There are different options there.
Well, thank you, Tom, for showing us the delights of game theory then. And thank you, Peter. And I'm very sorry I've put you in prison for 7 years.